Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The riveting book, The Spirit of Antichrist in the World, The Antichrist, Apostasy, and End Times by Normandy Neelan, contains a 1969 prophecy through 2010 regarding political and ecclesiastical politics, including President Barack Obama. Reflecting on the incoming persecution of the faithful and the upheaval of political powers as foretold in the prophecy of 1969. Written by Normandy Neelan, one of seven children, the little mother is the oldest girl. She was an artist, did work repairing, painting many statues in the churches and retreat house for many years. At the age of six, she was part of the church choir. Her mother had Indian ancestry that went back four generations to when her grandfather was a chief and the president of Indian Affairs in the capital in Washington, D.C. She now lives a quiet life in Nevada. Normandy Neelan, author of the eye-opening The Spiritual Antichrist in the World, The Antichrist, Apostasy, and the End Times, joins us on This Week in America. Normandy, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to this fascinating conversation today. I touched a little bit on who you were, a little bit of the background. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to be a writer and write this particular book. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I'm one of the oldest girl of seven children my mother had, which made me the little mother.
Yes.
I used to go play baseball and had to have a kid in a carriage and one on the hand.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what else did you want to know?
Well, that's interesting, the background there, the family background. I sort of had that picture of you as being young and having, you know, a child with you wherever you went and whatever you did. The background in the church is interesting, too, in working on the statues and being in the choir at age six. How important was that religious upbringing to you?
Well, I've been involved with the church all my life. You know, I mean, I went to daily mass for years until I got sick. And I was sick for a whole year. I went to three healing masses that, you know, like when you go into church and the priest blesses you with crimson on your forehead.
Oh, yes.
After the third healing mass, the Parkinson's disease, which is incurable, was gone. It was a true miracle.
Wow.
The doctor wasn't sure, you know, he never saw a miracle before. So what he did was lower my medication to the lowest dosage. And as an obedient Catholic, I took it another 3 years to 2012. And then I said to myself, what am I taking this stuff for? Because I know I'm cured. So since 2012, I've been on no medication.
That's amazing.
And I have no Parkinson's at all.
That is just absolutely amazing, and it's interesting how...
It's a miracle.
Well, it's a miracle, yeah. It's not only interesting, it is a miracle. Normandy has the right word for that, and it's fascinating sometimes. Doctors think one thing, but our body tells us something different. Your body was telling you you were healed, wasn't it? There, the body is saying that, okay, things are okay, and they were. It really was a true miracle that Normandy is talking about. The book we're discussing here today is Spirit of Antichrist in the World, The Antichrist, uh-huh. Apostasy, and End Times by Normandy Neelan.
Yeah, your voice is reverberating a little bit, so if you could just tone it down a tiny bit, I'll hear it better.
Okay.
You know, I have problems hearing.
Let me try this here, and I'll tone it down here a little bit, turn the volume down. What guided you to write this book, The Spirit of Antichrist in the World? Where did that come from? What was the guiding point in your life?
Well, it was something like when God works with me, he kind of, at certain times, he works directly, and this was his idea. It was his prophecy. He showed me the pictures and everything, and I'm an artist, so a self-taught artist. So I drew 26 pictures of everything that I saw. What I used to do was send the two pages, you know, the long drawing paper, not the short one. I would send the two of them to every pope and every president and with a letter. You know, so in other words, I shared it with the most important people that I knew.
Yes.
And that was it. But when it came 40 years later, almost to the day, it says, now it's time to write the book. I had learned a lot in 40 years. I never heard of divine dictation before, and I didn't even hear about it until years after I wrote the book, only about 3 years ago, that there was a word for it. Divine dictation is when it, God is working through you, and you are the instrument, like the pen is moving fast across the page, and I have to edit every page because I write so fast. I wrote the whole book in 3 months.
Amazing.
You know, and I'm disciplined. I would make sure that everything was done of regular work in my house, and when I had nothing else to do, then I would sit down and write until I got tired.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I mentioned the word guided. You really were guided, weren't you, in this process?
Right, totally guided, because it's not these things. I mean, I learned a lot from when I had the first visions. Then I pay it, you know, it wakes you up, and I paid attention. I watch Fox News, and I get all the information I need off of Fox News. It's a very good station. So that kept me up with the world and what was happening in the world. And little by little, I can see, I didn't know that Barack Obama was a person. When I saw the vision, he was only about 8 years old. So I thought it was a composite. That's why I wrote in the book, for heaven's sake, it's Barack Obama.
Oh, yes.
He was a real person. But isn't it amazing that God can show you, when a man is a child, they can, God showed me what he was going to look like and what was going to happen 40 years later.
Well, it's,
God is amazing.
Ken, it's another miracle what you've been through. And our guest on the program is Normandy Neeland. If you're Googling that, that's K-N-E-E-L-A-N-D. The book is The Spirit of Antichrist in the World, The Antichrist, Apostasy, and End Times. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, inksandbindings.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Normandy, what was the most challenging part of your writing journey? What was it that you found challenging?
Well, actually, because it was given to me and dictated to me, through me, there was not a challenge. The only thing, like I did, like I said, is I wrote so fast, I had to edit every page. I couldn't, you know, so that while it was fresh, I would just stop and I'd check it over. I'd make the capital letters where there should be, you know, commas, periods.
Yes.
Because when I wrote so fast, it was all words, you know, just I didn't have the proper thing like for a book. So I edited every page as I heard it and wrote it down, or as I wrote it down, I didn't hear it. If I hear it in my head, I'm not aware of it, you know, because you're writing, you know. But anyway.
Yes. Why should people read the book? The book is important. It's riveting. It's eye-opening. Excellent reviews for the book, The Spirit of Antichrist in the World. Why should people read the book? Why is it so important for them to read this book?
To me, it's important because right now I'm 87. I wrote that book, I think it was 69 or something. But what it's important is, according to what I write, and everything's come true to the letter, we're in the last days. There may be 12, 15 years to go. I think I'll be alive still when he comes back. Again, all you have to do is read the scripture. And when Jesus comes and he separates the good and the bad and blah, blah. But, I mean, it's not just words. I never thought it was going to happen in my lifetime, but it very well may happen in my lifetime, because in my family they have a tendency to live into the high 90s, and I'm 87 now, so I've got plenty of time, and I don't look my age, and I have God cured me of Parkinson's, and I still have a lot of strength for my age. You know, I have to drive the car and everything because my husband can't see well, so I do the driving and I write out all the bills for both of us. So I've got a full day, and then I watch Fox News all day long.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you don't sound like you're 87, a very youthful 87.
I don't look it either. No, but no, people have a hard time trying to guess my age. And then they may hear that I have children and I have grandchildren, but I also have great-grandchildren. So
wow.
It's very difficult for them, because when you look at me, I don't look anything near my mom was like that. We're part Indian, American Indian. We're descendant from chiefs of Long Island, the Shinnecock Indians. They used to be a very good tribe at one time, and they got messed up with with the people on Long Island. They, you know, took away their homeland and so forth on.
Well, that sounds like another book that might be possible with a story to tell there as well. This one, The Spirit of Antichrist in the World, written by Normandy Neeland, K-N-E-E-L-A-N-D. Book available wherever books are sold. What do you want readers to take away from the book? As you mentioned, this is, and you outline the story in your book, this is a really important time for all of us.
I think the best thing that they can take away from it, because people think like time goes on forever. Well, it's not true. There's an end to time as we know it. And I'm shown the end right up to the very end where Jesus separates to the left and to the right. You know, so when you read the apocalypse in scriptures, there's another word for the apocalypse. I can't think of it right now. The last days. It is exactly the way he's saying it's going to be. God don't mess around and play word games with you. When he says he's going to separate the left, to the left will go the people that are doomed, and to the right will go the people that are saved. Well, that's the way it's going to happen. That's the way I saw it.
What?
And it's true.
What impact has this had on your life and how you enter into the next 10, 15-year period? What impact has this had on you?
I didn't understand that question exactly.
Well, yeah, with all of this knowledge, how are you living your life differently? And I ask that thinking that maybe other people could sort of learn from your lessons. How should people approach the next 10 or 15 years?
I think they should live life as the best that they can. And they should realize that there is, a lot of people don't believe in God. They don't believe in the devil either until they get to hell. They've lived a bad life. But it is what it is. Well, there's nothing in scripture that's phony or that was made up. It's all true. Every single word that was written was divinely inspired. And how I can tell that is because I didn't write that book 100% on my own free will. I knew exactly what I was writing, but it was writing through me and by me. So I had help writing the book, and I think it's divine help. You know, it's difficult to explain because you have to experience it to understand it.
And you were able to do that. Normandy Neeland is our guest on the program. If you just joined us, I want to go back because that's so important. You talk about divine dictation. Tell us again what that is and how you really were guided in writing this book, Spirit of Antichrist in the World.
The book was being written through me, not just by me. It was written by, I knew what I was writing because I had 40 years of experience of paying attention, let's put it that way. When I got these visions, they really woke me up to time. So I was aware of everything that was happening for the next 40 years. And then when I went to write the book, I had all this knowledge in my head. But God doesn't just use my knowledge. He uses divine dictation. Is he takes what you have and he puts it in words. I never heard of divine dictation before. I didn't know there was a word for it. Only until about 3 years ago that they call it divine dictation. But it's really God's book written through me, by me, but for everyone. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and the book is available literally wherever books are sold. I'll direct you, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, inksandbindings.com, and I thank them for arranging our interview with Normandy on the program today. We've got a few minutes left. What advice would you give readers? What would you like to say to them?
I would just like to say, I don't know, we have all kinds of religions in the world, and that's God's business, how he judges. But everybody should live to the best of their ability to live a good life, and not to lie, not to cheat, not to steal, and to be honest. But I've lived like that my whole life because it's part of my nature. You know, he made me this way since I was a small child. And I've been through a lot. I've been hurt. I've almost died two or three times. But, with things that happened to me, actually somebody, a jealous 16-year-old girl once tried, she was so jealous of me that I remember I had my leg out of the car and I didn't know what was happening. She reached over me and carved up my leg.
Wow.
I didn't know until 2 years later that I was on critical for 4 days because I stay very calm, but I've just got the scars. But, you know, I've lived a crazy life. I've gone on and, you know, had my kids and wrote the book, and I couldn't work anymore after I was 33 years old because of the, you know, what has happened to me. But it doesn't stop your head from working. I'm 87 now, and this is the first year I'm starting to not forget things, but not, I don't have instant recall, but I'll get a little something comes into my head and then it all comes back.
Well,
so I'm not doing bad.
No, a very youthful 87, as we've talked about before. And again, if you just joined us, Parkinson's, you had HAD, not any longer a miracle in Normandy's life. Are you working on another book now? Is there any other story that you're going to tell?
Well, I wrote the story already. There's not much else after that. I have a wonderful husband. He's very good. And we have a cat's company. We're too old to have children. I married him about 16 years ago. I stayed single for a long time. But he's a very good man. And like I said, we have a good life. And when he had a house where we used to live in Palm Springs, and he sold it. So when we bought this house, we bought it outright. The only trouble is we got a reverse mortgage on it. But that's no, you know, that's only when you sell the house, then they'll take the money back.
Yes. So enjoy it now. And you've done such a remarkable job with this book. I thought maybe there was another one, but you've told your story, haven't you? That was the story that you were guided to tell and share with everybody. And you've done that so remarkably well in the spirit of Antichrist in the world, the Antichrist, apostasy, and end times. Normandy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us on the program and sharing your story. A pleasure to have you with us.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, and God bless everybody in your audience.
Thank you very much. Our guest again, Normandy Neelan. The book is The Spirit of Antichrist in the World, The Antichrist, Apostasy, and End Times. The book available wherever books are sold, direct to, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And people have to realize this is not a book that I just wrote off the top of my head. God gave me this book. They should pay attention, because every word in this book is true, and it's already three-quarters fulfilled.
That's just amazing. So we're in the final stages. The book is more important now than ever. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. And again, my thanks to inksandbindings.com for arranging our conversation with Normandy on today's program. The program is This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.